of surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Get that vaccine. Get that vaccine. Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you. They can still kill you. They can still kill you.
Get that vaccine. Get that vaccine.
COVID, Omicron.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
I represent science.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
COVID.
An epidemic.
Omicron.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm Doug Michael. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. It is December 16th, 2021 at the time of this recording. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for spending your time with me. As always, it's great to be spending time again with you. I have a bunch of articles I'd like to share with you in regards to the Jabageddon. And I hope you're all navigating the apocalypse as best as you can. So we'll get right into it today, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you so much for taking your time. I appreciate the patrons, the listeners, and the readers very much. Again, thank you. First article I have today, this is from the New York Post. The headline, supply chain stalled by 72,000 truckers who failed strict drug tests. It reads in part, a dire truck driver shortage that's wreaking havoc on the U.S. economy is getting worse. And it's being fueled partly by tough federal drug testing restrictions that were imposed nationwide last year, industry officials told the Post. More than 72,000 truck drivers have been taken off U.S. roads since January 2020 because they have failed drug tests that are now required by the Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse, a 22-month-old registry established to increase safety on U.S. highways, according to government data. That's a big number considering that the American Trucking Association, which also blames the pandemic and lack of younger drivers, among other factors, recently pegged the industry's overall driver shortfall at 80,000, up from 60,800 in 2018 and 50,700 in 2017. So, ladies and gentlemen, Americans rely on trucks. When you have a shortage as great as this one, you're going to see a lot of disruption. You're going to see massive hyperinflation. We're already seeing that occur. Lately, the past couple weeks, every supermarket I go to, the shelves are like at half capacity. So this is not meant to go away. It's meant to get much worse. So I'll leave that one there, ladies and gentlemen. Quick reminder, all the articles I'm sourcing will be listed on the View the Show links tab at DougMichaelTruth.com. And I recommend you go and check out any given podcast and look at all the links and the videos that I post. Each podcast is kind of a lot of information in each show. Next piece I have here, and there is a video attached to this one too, ladies and gentlemen. This is USAWatchdog.com. The headline, Vax Causes Variants, Hospitals Murder CV-19 Patients. Reads in part, Dr. Elizabeth Eads is back to update us from the front lines of medicine. Dr. Eads is treating patients who have been injected with the experimental CV so-called vaccines.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
Dr. Eads is witnessing the horror stories of treating the unvaxxed who have been made sick by the fully vaccinated. I remember in a past show, ladies and gentlemen, we mentioned this spike protein shedding, how the vaxxed can shed to the unvaxxed and make them sick. Apparently, this is happening all over the place. The carnage continued after the vaxxed and unvaxxed got together for Thanksgiving. They showed up in her North Florida emergency rooms the next day with all sorts of trouble from the injections that Eads simply calls bioweapons. Eads explains, the day after Thanksgiving and through the weekend in the ER, we saw all kinds of symptoms of unvaxxed people. We saw chest pain, heart attack, head to toe, rashes, and in the first time in my 25-year career, I saw a patient come in with a ruptured left ventricle. That's a ruptured heart muscle, and he had to immediately go to open heart surgery. That patient happened to be fully vaccinated and also had the CV-19 booster within a week before traveling. This is very concerning. We are seeing an uptick across the country with chest pain, sudden cardiac deaths. We are seeing myocarditis and pericarditis, whether you are vaccinated or not vaccinated with the COVID vaccines. This rupture, we believe, was from a fully boosted patient who had the rupture because of the synthetic spike protein in the booster. This is all very concerning. There are also concerns for transmission of the spike proteins. Pfizer had in their studies that there was transmission happening. That is true. It is in the documents. You can pull the FDA approval and see that there was transmission. And this article goes on, ladies and gentlemen. I'll leave it there. Again, there's a video attached to this. You could hear this doctor describing this spike protein shedding. And we're seeing this all over the world. Next piece I have here is from the expose, ladies and gentlemen. The headline, fully vaccinated accounted for 4 in every 5 COVID-19 deaths in England during November despite booster jab campaign.
Get that vaccine.
I'm vaccinated.
This information just keeps coming forward, ladies and gentlemen, and oddly enough, people cannot put 2 and 2 together.
They can still kill you.
And realize that it's the shots that are hurting and killing people. And now they're pushing for approval for young children or the emergency authorization. And they're really pushing this on little kids that don't need it. This article reads in part, the latest figures published by the new UK Health Security Agency on COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths show that the vaccinated population still accounted for 4 in every 5 COVID-19 deaths over the past 4 weeks, despite the fact that those deemed to be the most vulnerable to COVID-19 had received their booster jab. The COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report, week 48, was published by the UK Health Secretary Agency on Thursday, 2nd December 2021, and it shows that the vast majority of COVID-19 cases between November 1st and November 28th were among the fully vaccinated population. The data keeps coming out, ladies and gentlemen, and again, so many people can't put 2 and 2 together.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
I represent science.
The total numbers of cases by vaccination status as confirmed by Table 8 of the UK HSA Week 48 Vaccine Surveillance Report between October 11th and November 7th, 2021 were as follows. Not vaccinated population, 344,912. Partly vaccinated population, 65,056 cases. Fully vaccinated population, 438,404 cases. This means the vaccinated population accounted for 59% of COVID-19 cases between November 1st and November 28th, 2021, whilst the not vaccinated population accounted for 41%. However, if we remove under 18s from the equation, many of whom aren't eligible to be vaccinated, the figures are far worse for the vaccinated population.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this article will also be posted on my website. There's charts here. You could look through the data for yourself and see that this is occurring. This is, they're depopulating.
COVID.
Next piece I have here is from National File. The headline, South Korea sees record high COVID-19 cases, deaths, despite country's high vaccination rate. And ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing that everywhere in the countries or here in the states that have the highest percentage of jabbed have the highest percentage of new cases.
Omicron.
What a coincidence. But no, it's not the shots that are causing these new cases and outbreaks. Must be just new variants.
Omicron.
Article reads in part, South Korea is in the midst of a COVID outbreak that is setting pandemic records for the country. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said that there were 5,352 new cases of COVID and 70 deaths over the past 24 hours, each a record high for the country of 51 million. The outbreak comes despite the country having one of the world's highest vaccination rates. Again, this is what we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen. The countries that have the highest rates have the highest outbreaks in whatever the hell this thing is.
COVID.
Surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
New daily cases have topped 3,000 on 3 separate occasions over the last week. 83% of South Koreans have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, according to Reuters. Mask wearing is also very prevalent in South Korea. A recent Gallup poll found that 27% of South Korean citizens expect mask use to continue indefinitely, regardless of the pandemic. Masks have been quite common in Southeast Asia for quite some time, at least in contrast to Western nations. This article goes on too, ladies and gentlemen, But that's the point, is the places where the jabbed have the highest percentage are also the places where we're seeing more outbreaks.
Omicron.
What a coincidence.
Kobe. Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
I represent science.
Get that vaccine. They can still kill you.
Next piece I have here is from LouRockwell.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the worst that can happen is the headline. I'll just read a small piece of this. Call to suspend COVID-19 vaccination upon discovery of spike protein in the nucleus of living cells. Resveratrol pills could rescue the vaccinated. I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. I think that once you get this garbage shit injected into you, that you're not going to be able to get it out. I don't know that there's any kind of alternative things you could do to maybe slow the, the altering of DNA. I really don't think there's any way to reverse it. And I hope I'm wrong about that. But I would suggest just not getting it in the first place. This reads in part, the horror of horrors has happened. Spike protein produced by injected RNA vaccines has been found in the nucleus of living cells and can weaken the human immune response and impair immunity. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what the globalists,
mostly Jews,
are doing. This is a eugenics operation. These so-called vaccines are designed to weaken the immune system over time. The evidence is overwhelming. This article goes on, over 4 billion COVID-10 vaccinated people on Earth had better be searching for the red wine molecule resveratrol today based upon the news that the COVID-19 RNA vaccines, which program for spike protein to enter the watery cytoplasm of cells, but have now been found to localize in the nucleus of cells and inhibit DNA repair and therefore impede the human adaptive immune response. That is the idea, ladies and gentlemen. At this point, the only way to reverse the problem is to consume resveratrol, a red wine molecule, which has been documented to counter reverse transcriptase, the enzyme that facilitates entry of the spike protein into the nuclear genetic center of living cells. Well, if that's true, get yourself some wine and party.
COVID. Surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
Get that vaccine.
The immunized were given mistaken assurances. Immunized people were assured the RNA for spike protein could not get into the nucleus of cells to reprogram the cell. If DNA damage cannot be properly repaired, it will contribute to the amplification of viral infection-induced pathology. While COVID-19 virus proteins are synthesized in the watery cytoplasm, some viral proteins are now detectable in the cell nucleus. The discovery of spike protein in the nucleus came as a surprise. Adaptive immunity, which kicks in days after initial infection, produces the memory antibodies and memory T cells that confer long-term immunity. Researchers say our findings provide evidence of the spike protein hijacking the DNA damage repair in a lab dish. These scientists suggest subunits of the spike protein rather than full-length spike protein, which is what current COVID-19 vaccines deliver, should be reconsidered in order to sidestep this potentially deleterious drawback of current vaccines. So this is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. These injections are designed to slowly, over time, weaken the immune system. Governments don't kill their own people. No, never. I'll tell you, the naivete in people is just astounding. Here's a piece I came across. and thank you to Paul in England for bringing this to my attention. This is from nationalreview.com. Here you go. In Germany, you must be fully vaxxed before your death by assisted suicide. The article reads in part, the ironies of assisted suicide never end. Germany allows suicide on demand, including assistance as a fundamental constitutional right. But now you must be vaccinated against COVID before a euthanasia group will help you kill yourself. I can't make this up, ladies and gentlemen.
They can still kill you.
Get that vaccine.
The The article continues, as European countries battle to limit the spread of the virus, Verein Sterbehilfe, the German Euthanasia Association, has issued a new directive declaring it will now only help those who have been vaccinated or recovered from the disease. I mean, what a fucking mad world we live in. Well, we'll kill you, but you have to get vaccinated first.
COVID surprise outbreak.
Get that vaccine.
Next piece I have here is from rarefoundation.org. The headline, Great Britain, excess mortality among children after vaccine rollout. Is it just a coincidence that deaths among children have increased by 62% since the rollout of the mRNA shots, up to 400% in vulnerable children against the five-year average?
Get that vaccine.
Deaths of children have been on the rise since the UK started vaccinating teenagers from the age of 12 and older. The risk-benefit analysis raises serious doubts about injecting this age group with the experimental drug. You think there should be serious doubts about injecting anyone with this fucking bioweapon?
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
We've been patient. But our patience is wearing thin.
Vaccine. They can still kill you.
On September 20th, the British National Health Service announced that the coronavirus vaccine would be rolled out for children aged 12 to 15. In part of the biggest vaccination drive in the country's health service history, nearly 3 million children can receive a first dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
They can still kill you.
According to the NHS, jabs started in hundreds of schools, with the injection program rolling out to others in the coming weeks. Increase in deaths. Following the government's vaccine rollout, the UK's Office of National Statistics shows that the number of deaths between week 38 and week 41 of 2021 among children aged 10 to 14 were 62% higher than the five-year average for the number of deaths in this age group during the same period. This article goes on, ladies and gentlemen, this will be sourced on the website too. I mean, any parent that's willing to allow their kids to take part in clinical trials for pharmaceutical companies are fucking brain dead. And these jabs are causing all kinds of damage. The evidence is out there, overwhelming, but no one wants to look at it. No one wants to put two and two together and realize what's occurring here. This is a depopulation agenda. And people could call that conspiracy theory as much as they like. It doesn't change the situation.
COVID surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
I represent science.
Next piece I have here is from endoftheamericandream.com. The headline, a new bill in Congress would establish a federal vaccination database all across America. Great. Have you heard of the Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act of 2021 yet? If not, you need to get up to speed right away, because there is a very good chance that it is going to become law. In the House of Representatives, this bill was only debated for 40 minutes, and then it was easily passed. Every Democrat voted in favor of the bill, and they were joined by a staggering 80 Republicans. Now the bill goes to the Senate, and it is expected to have similar support there. I very much encourage you to contact your senators and tell them to vote no on this bill, because it is extremely dangerous. Like many bills that go through Congress, it has been written in a way that makes it very difficult for ordinary Americans to read and understand. So let's start with the money allocated by this bill. Near the very bottom, there is a line that allocates a whopping $400 million for this new federal vaccination database. This isn't going away, ladies and gentlemen. They started out with, remember, shelter in place, 14 days to stop the spread. And then that became face mask mandates and social distancing mandates. And then, oh, if you get double jabbed, we'll go back to normal. Now they say, no. They're pushing for boosters and fourth boosters. And now that number keeps increasing, as researchers like myself have been saying that it would. This is not going away. And people have convinced themselves that if they just comply, it'll go back to normal. No, you cannot comply your way out of tyranny. What needs to occur is that people need to stop complying with this bullshit. Here in New York State, the governor...
Vaccine!
...just reinstated a nationwide face diaper mandate because of the...
Omicron!
...variant. So this article goes on, that'll be posted on the website too, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. A federal vaccination database. So what's going to come next, I don't think it'll be much longer, where you won't be able to shop for essential goods, you won't be able to transact, do any banking, buy or sell without your proof of vaccine. Next article I have here is from Zero Hedge. The headline, Fauci.
I represent science.
Definition of fully vaccinated will be changed. Well, of course. So how long before you need your 27th booster to be considered fully vaccinated? Well, if you live that long. This reads in part, the definition of fully vaccinated in the United States will be changed, Dr. Anthony Fauci said Wednesday.
Surprise outbreak.
I represent science.
It's going to be a matter of when, not if, Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said during an appearance on CNN, the Communist News Network. Of course. The term fully vaccinated presently refers to a person who receives two doses of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines or the single-shot Johnson & Johnson jab.
They can still kill you.
Fauci previously said the definition could be changed. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which set the definition, has left open the possibility of changing it. See, ladies and gentlemen, the goalposts keep changing. They just keep moving the goalposts and expect everyone to blindly obey. And many of them do. That's the problem. The definition is used by authorities imposing vaccine mandates across the country, including the federal mandates against healthcare workers and government contractors. Several of those mandates have been blocked in courts for now due to worries they're illegal. Of course, they're unlawful. Fauci said the timing of the change may be linked to the ongoing cases. It has implications for that, and that's the reason why it matters, he said. The CDC, the Center for Death and Corruption, did not respond to a request for comment. Well, why would they? This piece goes on to, ladies and gentlemen. This is just unbelievable. And as the days go by, this bullshit plandemic is being exposed for the nonsense that it is. Last year in 2020, right here in Queens, New York, the epicenter, hospitals were empty. Now, a year later, they're filling up with people who've had the injection.
COVID.
They can still kill you.
Get that vaccine.
Why is Fauci not in prison? In a sane world, he would be.
I represent science.
Next piece I have here, this is from the conservativetreehouse.com. The headline, whoop, there it is, Anthony Fauci says, quote, we are prepared to start delivering variant-specific booster vaccines.
Omicron.
Reads in part, if you have purchased your ticket to ride the Rona coaster, I like that, Rona coaster, Dr. Anthony Fauci now delivers the statement all ticket holders are waiting for. Rona coaster 2.0 is under construction. Notice how Fauci uses the word we and even quantifies the term we by saying himself, quote, and the pharmaceutical companies are prepared to start delivering variant-specific vaccine as soon as the political scientists call for them. Well, they can't even accurately test for this thing, so then how could you accurately test for any variant? This is all such nonsense. But after all, he is a doctor, right?
I represent science.
This is the big tell, perhaps the biggest and most anticipated tell that many were waiting to see. This means each time some opaque entity within the system of world health identifies a variant,
Omicron,
of COVID-19, the business end of the process will trigger a vaccine response to keep the Rona coaster wheels greased with taxpayer funds until the people stop tolerating it. And it remains to be seen how long that's going to be, ladies and gentlemen. There's a video attached to this, too. This will be posted for you to view. I can't stomach watching this guy for more than, I don't know, a microsecond before I get sick to my stomach.
Surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
Surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
COVID.
Next piece I have here, ladies and gentlemen, this is from dossier.substack.com. The headline, six-pack. Pfizer-BioNTech plan another three mRNA shots for Omicron.
Omicron.
It is very clear our vaccine for the Omicron variant should be a three-dose vaccine. The CEO of BioNTech, which produces what most refer to as the Pfizer shot, Western, Pfizer is BioNTech's Western partner and is primarily responsible for the logistics, delivery, and marketing related to the mRNA shots. They stated Wednesday that the company intends on selling a three-dose regimen for the Omicron variant of the coronavirus.
Omicron.
Citing the data coming from the
Omicron
variant, BioNTech CEO Ugar Sahin stated, quote, "It is very clear our vaccine for the Omicron variant should be a three-dose vaccine." Of course. What data is the CEO of BioNTech observing to make this claim? That remains unclear. However, these companies are making an absolute killing with these shots, and they don't want the gravy train to stop anytime soon. Of course, it's about more than that. They're profiting in the tens of billions while they're depopulating the planet. This piece goes on too, ladies and gentlemen. This is just unbelievable. And still, you see the mindless normies.
Omicron.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
Believing every fucking thing they're told to believe by these fake criminals in expensive suits and these talking heads in the media.
Omicron.
Next piece I have, International Business Times, ibtimes.com. The headline, 552 fully vaccinated Oregon residents died of COVID-19. Half received Pfizer vaccine.
They can still kill you.
Here's the key points. The breakthrough deaths occurred in recipients of the Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J COVID-19 vaccines. Majority of breakthrough infections occurred in people aged 30 to 39, and the state plans to open nearly a dozen high-volume vaccination sites statewide. This reads in part, more than 500 residents in Oregon have now died of COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated against the virus as health officials continue to report over 2,000 new infections daily.
Save the bank.
COVID.
They can still kill you.
Get that vaccine.
I'm vaccinated.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, health authorities in Oregon have recorded a total of 552 breakthrough COVID-19 deaths throughout the state. Of the total number of deaths, 273 people had been fully vaccinated with the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. At least 144 received the Moderna vaccine and 78 were given the J&J shots, according to the data from the Oregon Health Authority. So this is official data, ladies and gentlemen. As of December 2nd, Oregon reported a total of 45,545 coronavirus infections among the fully vaxxed. At least 6.6% of breakthrough infections were reported in people aged 80 and older. People aged 12 to 19 also accounted for 4.8% of all cases reported in the state. The majority of the cases, 10.9%, were reported in people aged 30 to 39. The Oregon Health Authority's report comes as the state continues to report high rates of COVID-19 cases. Over the past weekend, health officials recorded 2,041 new infections and 25 additional deaths. Despite the rising number of breakthrough cases and deaths, health experts still urge people to get vaccinated against COVID-19, noting that the shots continue to offer protection. What a load of utter and complete bullshit.
COVID.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
Get that vaccine.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Vaccine. They can still kill you.
So even official data shows that these injections are getting people sick and killing people, and yet they still recommend taking the shots. Well, of course. Because they're on the payroll of these pharmaceutical companies.
Mostly Jews.
Next piece I have here, ladies and gentlemen, this is from offguardian.org. The headline, Post-Pandemic Stress Disorder. Seriously? Reads in part, there's a reason heart attacks and blood clots are about to become a lot more common, but the vaccine has nothing to do with it, apparently. This reads in part, doctors are warning that hundreds of thousands of people in the UK could be at increased risk of heart disease or cardiac events. Speaking to the Evening Standard, psychological therapist Mark Rayner and vascular surgeon Tahir Hussein said that the UK could see 300,000 new patients with heart issues in the near future. I wonder why.
Get that vaccine.
What's to blame? Well, that would be post-pandemic stress disorder, a new condition yet to be recognized, even though many experts believe it should be. You have to be fucking joking me, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be kidding here. They just make up shit. Post-pandemic stress disorder. It's totally a real thing. They didn't just completely make it up. Don't be cynical. You see, all the, quote, pandemic-related anxiety and stress has taken such a toll on the public that doctors are predicting a 5% increase in heart disease nationwide, and not just in the elderly or infirm. Oh, what such utter bullshit. Now, I'll go on. Another piece of this article here, it reads, it turns out all the people saying that back in March weren't just conspiracy theorists spreading misinformation after all. They were totally right. But the clots are only rare, so don't worry. And they sort of know what causes it now, so future batches might be fine. And yes, also in the interests of fairness, it's true that both the Pfizer and Moderna shots can cause heart issues too. Both, according to the CDC, can cause pericarditis and myocarditis, the complications of which include heart attacks, heart failure, and strokes.
Get that vaccine.
This is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, the evidence is overwhelming, and still people want to ignore the painful truth that's right in front of their eyes and just do what they're told and comply and obey. Next piece I have here, this is goodscience.com. I'm sorry, goodsciencing.com. Here's the headline, 318 athlete cardiac arrests, serious issues, 178 dead after COVID shot. We've been seeing this like crazy this year, ladies and gentlemen. All across the world, professional athletes are dropping dead. Soccer players dropping dead on the pitch, basketball players dropping dead on the court, many of them suffering with heart issues. This is unprecedented. So far, 318. And we keep seeing reports of this. Now, let me explain. In order to be a professional athlete in any sport, you must be in top physical shape. These guys and women, these men and women, they have personal trainers. They eat the best diets. They work out religiously. You have to be in top physical shape to be a career athlete, pro athlete, right? And suddenly, all these pro athletes in top physical condition just keep dropping dead all over the place. Has nothing to do with the injection, right? It must be post-pandemic stress disorder. This article reads in part, it is definitely not normal for young athletes to suffer from cardiac arrest or to die while playing their sport, but this year it's happening. You know, I can't for the life of me, ladies and gentlemen, figure out why that could possibly be.
Get that vaccine.
All of these heart issues and deaths come shortly after they got a COVID vaccine. While it is possible this can happen to people who did not get a COVID vaccine, the sheer numbers clearly point to the only obvious cause. The so-called health professionals running the COVID vaccine programs around the world keep repeating that the COVID vaccine is a normal vaccine and it is safe and effective.
They can still kill you.
So in response to their pronouncement, here is a non-exhaustive and continuously growing list of young athletes who had major medical issues in 2021 after receiving one or more COVID vaccines. The mainstream media still are not reporting most, but sports news cannot ignore the fact that soccer players and other stars collapse in the middle of a game due to a heart attack. Many of those die, about 50%. What is it going to take for the normies to start seeing through the lie, ladies and gentlemen? I think there's a good percentage that no matter what, we'll never see, we'll never wake up because the spell has them too comprehensively, too deeply. So this article, too, will be posted on the site, gives a list of athletes that have suffered like this. This is incredible. What's it going to take, ladies and gentlemen, to shake the sheeple out of their slumber? The next piece I have here, this is from antiempire.com, the headline. Since Biden's injection order, the rate of COVID deaths in the U.S. military has quadrupled. Reads in part, on August 25th, Biden ordered that every member of the U.S. military, active, reserve, and National Guard must perform a fundamental sacrament of the mind virus cult known as vaccination.
COVID.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
A week before the order, U.S. military COVID deaths stood at 34. Presently, they stand at 79. In other words, in the 4 months since the injection order, as many U.S. servicemen were deemed to have died from COVID, as in the entire 17 months before the order was given. In the entire vaccine-free 2020, fewer than 20 U.S. servicemen died with the COVID-24 by March. The unvaxxed military of 2020 experienced three times fewer COVID deaths than the heavily injected military of 2021. Even so, at 2 million strong and 79 deaths, a COVID death is still rarer than a lottery win. The Pentagram says the dead were overwhelmingly, quote, not fully vaccinated, but the Pentagon also doesn't consider troops fully vaccinated until 14 days after the second dose. That is to say, until the initial period of negative vaccine efficacy has ended. Unbelievable. They're weakening the global supply chain. They are murdering people under the guise of a pandemic, and we're almost 2 years deep into this thing, ladies and gentlemen. You wonder what it's going to take, again, for people to start pulling the scales from their eyes and seeing what's really going on here. Next piece I have, this is from John Rappaport's blog, nomorefakenews.com. The headline, U.S. Hospitals, Fraud, Murder, Cash, Federal Assassination for Hire Program.
They can still kill you.
Attorney Thomas Renz and CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, whistleblowers have calculated a total federal payment to hospitals of at least $100,000 per COVID patient. Unbelievable. Reads in part. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, a private medical organization founded in 1943, has the story. Biden's bounty on your life, hospitals' incentive payments for COVID-19. Authored by Elizabeth Lee Villet, MD, and Ali Schultz, JD. Here are stunning excerpts. Quote, upon admission to a once-trusted hospital, American patients with COVID-19 become virtual prisoners, subjected to a rigid treatment protocol for rationing medical care in those over age 50. They have a shockingly high mortality rate. As exposed in audio recordings, hospital executives in Arizona admitted meeting several times a week to lower standards of care with coordinated restrictions on visitation rights. Most COVID-19 patients' families are deliberately kept in the dark about what is really being done to their loved ones. Total medical tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. The combination that enables this tragic and avoidable loss of hundreds of thousands of lives includes, one, the CARES Act, which provides hospitals with bonus incentive payments for all things related to COVID-19, testing, diagnosing, admitting to hospital, use of remdesivir and ventilators, reporting COVID-19 deaths and vaccinations, and two, waivers of customary and longstanding patient rights by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. In 2020, the Texas Hospital Association submitted requests for waivers to CMS. According to Texas Attorney Jerry Ward, CMS has granted waivers of federal law regarding patient rights. Specifically, CMS purports to allow hospitals to violate the rights of patients or their surrogates with regard to medical records access, to have patient visitation, and to be free from seclusion. Their purported waivers are meant to isolate and gain total control over the patient and to deny patient and patient's decision maker the ability to exercise informed consent. Total medical tyranny. This piece goes on. The hospital payments include a free required PCR test in the emergency room or upon admission for every patient with government-paid fee to hospital. Added bonus payments for each positive COVID-19 diagnosis.
COVID.
Another bonus for COVID-19 admission to the hospital. A 20% boost bonus payment from Medicare on the entire hospital bill for use of remdesivir instead of medicines such as ivermectin. Well, of course, because the remdesivir fills the lung with fluids and causes kidney failure. Why would they use ivermectin, a known treatment? Another and larger bonus payment to the hospital if a COVID-19 patient is mechanically ventilated. More money to the hospital if cause of death is listed as COVID-19, even if patient did not die directly of COVID-19. A COVID-19 diagnosis also provides extra payments to coroners. This is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. So these vast financial incentives given to these hospitals and doctors to keep this narrative going. And the ones that sell out to that, just the lowest of the low. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, the icing on the cake. I've been telling you for almost 2 years these damn PCR tests are worthless. Fauci himself even admitted it on a podcast that when run at a particular cycle threshold, that these tests are useless. They produce massive false positives. And now, this is from AFLDS.org. Here's the headline. CDC withdraws support for PCR tests. Well, these fake tests are what have been pushing this narrative, have been used as an excuse to cause lockdowns, to destroy people's livelihoods, to destroy the middle class, to transfer wealth into the hands of the elites. And now the CDC is saying they withdraw support for the PCR tests. The World Health Organization earlier this year said that they recommended retesting due to the faulty nature of these tests. Well, now the CDC is saying it. This reads in part, Lab Alert withdraws standing request to FDA to grant emergency use authorization for PCR tests to detect SARS-CoV-2.
COVID.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will no longer recognize PCR tests as valid methods of diagnosing COVID-19 by the end of the year. The CDC announced in a Lab Alert on its website that it will be withdrawing its standing request to the Food and Drug Administration to grant emergency use authorization for PCR tests to be used to detect SARS-CoV-2. The request, which was issued in February 2020, will be withdrawn on December 31st, 2021, a move which signals that the CDC no longer approves of the use of PCR tests as valid diagnostic methods for COVID-19. Well, sure. Many researchers out there pointed out almost 2 years ago that the inventor of the PCR test, a biochemist by the name of Carrie Mullis, said, who, by the way, won the Nobel Prize for the invention of this test, which really isn't a test. It's an amplifier and duplicator of genetic material. If you run the cycle threshold high enough, you can find whatever you're looking for. And that Carrie Mullis, the inventor of this test, said that right on film. He called out Fauci for being a fraud in 2019. He said that these tests are not supposed to be used in any way to test for infectious disease or illness. Well, now, after damn near 2 years, the CDC is saying they're pulling the test because they're faulty. This article goes on. PCR tests are widely used in mass testing in the U.S. and across the globe to detect the presence of COVID-19. The decision by the CDC, made in July 2021, comes as reports of false positive results to COVID tests have been increasing. Despite corporate media's concerned efforts to discredit such reports, the climbing rate of false positive test results has gained international attention, most notably from real-life cases. As recently as December 2021, the NBA issued a statement confirming that basketball star LeBron James received a false positive result to a PCR test, which caused him to isolate from his family and miss a game against the Sacramento Kings. The false positive was subsequently refuted by two more PCR tests, the results of which were negative. See the scam, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I know my listeners do. My goodness. Currently, the false positive rate for the PCR test is reported to be at least 5%. No, it's probably more like 95%. This means that in countries such as the UK, where over 1 million people are being tested daily, around 50,000 people a day are diagnosed as positive for COVID-19 and consequently undergo severe measures such as quarantine and strict isolation despite not being infected at all. In countries such as Australia, which rapidly transformed into a police state after 400 COVID-19 positive cases were confirmed, false positive results can have dramatic effects. Do you think? The accuracy of COVID testing in general has come into question since last year. And this goes on a little bit too, ladies and gentlemen. I'll leave that for you posted on the website. You can read it for yourself. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is Jabageddon. And the evidence, like I said, just keeps pouring forth to show that the PCR tests are useless, that the shots are killing people. What will it take for people to come together and just stop complying? Look at what's happening all across the world. Look at Australia. My God, It's becoming a gulag state. Germany, same thing, you know, where you can't get assisted suicide unless you get vaccinated, because we wouldn't want you to die and be positive, right?
COVID.
Whole fucking thing is ridiculous. And they're not going to stop. They're going to keep changing the goalposts, keep coming up with new variants.
Omicron.
And then keep saying that you need this booster, that booster, to combat the new variants. This ends, ladies and gentlemen, when we end it. Like I say, you're never, ever going to comply your way out of tyranny. You comply with a tyrant, and they'll just keep taking and taking, as we've seen over these past 21 months, almost 2 years now. It's not going away. It's not meant to. So all those people that thought if they just complied, get my double dose.
COVID.
Omicron.
Get that vaccine.
Play by all the rules, right? Wear your mask, distance, wash your hands 500 fucking times a day. And now, go get your booster, and thought that if they just complied, things would go back to normal. Well, they were sadly mistaken. This is an agenda. It's not meant to go back to normal. It's a eugenics program, and it is the desire to create this one-world digital cashless system. We have arrived at that fork in the road where we must decide, do we go into the transhuman system of enslavement, or do we stand as sovereign free beings and create a new paradigm that nurtures the human spirit, that's based on compassion, care, freedom, kindness, harmony, truth, love, wisdom. Imagine that. Where they want to take us, ladies and gentlemen, is to a literal living hell, if we allow it. And the time is now to decide, you know, where we stand. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for taking your time again to listen with an open mind. I greatly appreciate it. Always like spending time with you. Please share this information with anyone you think might benefit from it. Take the time, if you would, to check the View the Show Links tab on the Doug Michael Truth website. All these articles will be posted there. There will also be some videos, usually some funny memes, too. So I try to make each episode kind of a collection of information for you. So thank you once again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Doug Michael, and until next time, walk in peace.
COVID.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
Vaccine.
Get that vaccine.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
I represent science.
Surprise outbreak.
COVID.
An epidemic.
They can still kill you.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Get that vaccine.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
Surprise outbreak.
I represent science.
Vaccine.
Omicron.